We have not seen anyone like our beloved Satguru. My Satguru is great. We haven't seen anyone as great as him. This is the Bhajan Hamare Pyare Satguru Jaisa on page 261. He is owner of both the worlds. He is the one who dwells in the hearts of the world. He is the knower of all the hearts. He is the one who knows the matters of all the hearts. His form is the form of Shabad. Such a form we have seen with our eyes. He alone who is capable of seeing him sees him. And when he sees him, keeps seeing him, becomes wonderstruck. His form is loving, his face is loving, and the beholder becomes his after seeing him. He is the attractive one, the one who is liked by the mind. Such a beloved we all have seen. Probably every eye saw him, but of course through his own angle of vision. But he who saw him lovingly came out of this midstream. He is a great ferryman. We have seen him taking a fully loaded ship. Dear one, Guru Kripal is that ferryman. He is the beloved of beloved Sawan. Dear one, Kripal is the ocean of grace. Ajaib loves him more than his life. He is the most beautiful one. He who saw him became his. We have not seen anyone like our beloved Satguru. My Satguru is great. We haven't seen anyone as great as him. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 261.
Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa Hamne na koi aur dekha Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa Hamne na koi aur dekha Veto mahan hai meri Satguru Veto mahan hai meri Satguru Unsa mahan na hor dekha Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa Hamne na koi aur dekha Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa Hamne na koi aur dekha Vehe dono jahan ke malika Duniya ke dil mein basne wale Har ghat ke gyata hai in vigyani Dilon ki baaten janane wale Vehe dono jahan ke malika Duniya ke dil mein basne wale Har ghat ke gyata hai in vigyani Dilon ki baaten janane wale Shabda sarupa hai rupa hunka Shabda sarupa hai rupa hunka Rupa jo hamne ankhon se dekha Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa Hamne na koi aur dekha Hamare pyare Satguru jaisa Hamne na koi aur dekha Dekhe to dekhne wale dekhe Dekhe to dekhe tahi vajaye yari murata piyari surata dekana wala unka ho jaye deke to dekana wala deke deke to dekata hi vajaye Yari murata piyari surata Dekene wala unka hujaye Mana mohaga mana kobane wala Mana mohaga mana kobane wala Mana bavana hama sabane deka Hamare pyare satya guru jesa Hamne na koi aur deka Hamare pyare satya guru jesa Hamne na koi aur deka Deke to shayad har nazar ne deka Apane apane kyal se Jisne bhi unko piyar se deka Niklavo is majidar se Deka to shayad har nazar ne deka Apane apane kyal se Jisne bhi unko piyar se deka Niklavo is majidar se Ve tohe nika mahan navika Ve tohe nika mahan navika Barakar navale jate deka Hamare pyare satya guru jesa Hamne na koi aur deka Hamare pyare satya guru jesa Hamne na koi aur deka Ve navika guru kira pahe pyare Sawan pyare kapyara Kirpaka sagara kirpahe pyare Ajay ko jana se bhi pyara Ve navika guru kira pahe pyare Sawana pyare kapyara Kirpaka sagara kirpahe pyare Ajay ko jana se bhi pyara Ve to ati sundera salone Ve to ati sundera salone Unkahua jisne deka Hamare pyare satya guru jesa Hamne na koi aur deka Hamare pyare satya guru jesa Hamne na koi aur deka Ve to mahana hen Mary satya guru Ve to mahana hen Mary satya guru Unsa mahana na ora deka Hamare pyare satya guru jesa Hamne na koi ora deka Hamare pyare satya guru jesa Hamne na koi ora deka
We have not seen anyone like our beloved Satguru. My Satguru is great. We haven't seen anyone as great as him. probably every eye saw him, but of course through his own angle of vision. But he who saw him lovingly came out of this midstream. He is a great ferryman. We have seen him taking a fully loaded ship. Dear one, Guru Kripal is that ferryman. He is the beloved of beloved Sawan. Dear one, Kripal is the ocean of grace. Ajay loves him more than his life. He is the most beautiful one. He who saw him became his. We have not seen anyone like our beloved Satguru. Well, today is, from our point of view, is a double sacred day. It is, of course, Easter Sunday. And tomorrow is the anniversary of the leaving of Baba Sawan Singh. In Kripal and Sanchi's time, this, of course, would be a very holy day also, as everyone gathered together in preparation for tomorrow. So I want to begin today by reading Master Kripal's message on this day in 1967, which is part of the 67 series of circular letters, and it is perhaps the most beautiful of them all. I love this message. He says, "Dear children, on this auspicious day of the blessed memory of my master, Baba Sawan Singh Ji Maharaj, I send you my hearty message. You have been put on the broad way back to God. If you want to develop on the way of new life, you should be broad-minded and be not intolerant. You should not behave like a frog in the well, but give the hand of fellowship to all working for the common cause of the Master, and rise above petty considerations to the heights of life through the power of inner silence brought about by meditation. Try to dive deep into the depths of the heart and avoid superficial life. This can only be activated by love, selfless service, and sacrifice for the higher purpose of life. A dedicated life knows no burdens or sufferings. He lives for God's work, and as such leads a life of detachment. There are two ways, one leading to life and the other to destruction, called Sharimarg and Pirimarg. Pirimarg relates to objective life and appears all beautiful and easy to follow, but it results in hatred and malevolence, rigid ideology, and obsessive self. The way of Sharimarg lies in developing inner silence, which is harder to find. It is an uphill task. It takes hard work of mind and body and purification of spirit. When you will become broad-minded and have risen to the heights of life by sacrificing everything, you will find a vision of the Lord working in all alike, in saints and sinners, in all humanity and in all creation, in all birds and beasts, in all religions, in all scriptures, and in all prophets. In silence we test ourselves to find weaknesses to be weeded out. We have to wrestle with darkness and develop moral muscles and receive the message of the Spirit. We must be, for some time at least, alone with God. When we enter more and more into silence, our desires will be eliminated, purity attained, and the body and the mind sanctified, and we taste the elixir of Nam divine and know how sweet the name is. In silence, the heart illumines. Veil after veil is removed. In the heart shineth the light, and the very silence becomes vocal, giving vent to the music of the spheres, reverberating in all creation. When the light is seen shining within your heart, and the music of the spheres becomes audible, you behold the light in all. That is, outside, you see the one light in all. This is the universal vision, that the one is in all and all are in one. Blessed is he, the man of illumination. Wherever he be, he dwelleth with the one eternal. Such is a blessed one who belongeth not to this color or caste or creed. He belongeth to all. The great mystic Rumi says, I am neither Christian nor Jew. I am neither Gaber nor Turk. I am not of the East. I am not of the West. Not of the land am I, not of the sea. I belong to the soul of the Beloved. I have seen that the two are one. And one I see, and one I know. One I see, one I adore. He is the first, and he is the last. He is the outward, and he is the inward too. This is the ultimate goal before each one of you. I wish all who care to achieve this goal. All feasible help of the Master will be at hand. With all love to each one of you, yours affectionately, Kripal Singh. Dated April 2nd, 1967, 51 years ago tomorrow. And also in honor of the occasion, I would like to read from Master Kripal's talk, How I Met My Master. Not the whole talk, but the excerpts printed in my new book under the heading Friday, January 24th, 1964. Tonight, Mr. Khanna asked the famous question, How did you meet your master? And the master told him and us in a magnificent autobiographical survey of various parts of his life. This talk has been published in its entirety a number of times and is easily accessible, but I want to include a few sections which deserve and require a very close examination. Master said, Naturally, when I looked around, there were so many masters. To whom should I go? We were three brothers. Two of us helped each other. If you find any God-man, tell me. If I find one, I will tell you. We were searching, you see. So many men were having meetings of this kind. Once it so happened that my brother wrote me, Here is a very great man. Very great master has come. Will you come? I went there. I told him, I have intoxication that continues day and night. But sometimes after 3, 4, 5 months, it breaks for a day or two, and I'm very much puzzled. Can you help me in that? What did he say? You'll have to lay down everything, your body, mind, and soul to me. Only then I will give it to you. I thought, the man is after my body and possessions. My intellect and everything is to be blindfolded. I paid him homage and returned. Well, you see, surrender comes only when you see some competence. Devotion and love, one who loves is something else. When you surrender, you have control of the one to whom you surrender. He has to take care of you. So many came and passed by. I used to see one who is very God intoxicated, but he lived in a way that nobody dared come to him. We used to meet all our friends in the evening outside. We were talking. Is there any God man we can find? Then I told him, I've seen one man. He's God intoxicated, but he's a hard nut to crack. You'll find that some are God intoxicated, but they won't let you go near them. You people have the privilege to talk, question, cross-question, and criticize. This man would not suffer that. So I told him about that man. Our master also used to refer to him. He also met him. His name was Baba Khan. He lived in a naked state. There was a fire burning amid filth. When there was heat, he was just fanning the other way. I told him, he's got some intoxication. Anyone that went to him, he would call them names. If they didn't leave, then he would beat them. But there was something there. He would call them names and people would still remain there. Sometimes they would get a beating too. But for whatever purpose they went, that purpose was served. They had it. I was reading in those days in school. I also used to go to him. He was just sitting on a platform here in a half-naked way. I used to stand over there watching people whom he called names going away. I stayed on until everybody left. Then he called me. Well, Sadar, what do you want? I went to him. I came only to see you. All right, go. That's how I had that connection with him. So I told one man, he has something, but he's a very hard nut to crack, mind that. Nobody suffers, you see. This is a very valuable thing. Who is going to give it to you? Well, all right, what shall I do? He asked. Go and sit at night with him. Even if he says anything or calls you names, don't mind it. He went that night. He stayed there. After 11 or 12 o'clock, Baba Khan called him names and also beat him with his fist. He ran away. The next day, our party met together again, and I asked him, how did you find him? Oh, he called me names and beat me with his fist. Well, don't mind, I said. He's got something. Don't mind, go. So the next night again, he again went there. Instead of only beating him, Baba Khan put him underneath a well. Again he went away. On the third day I asked him what happened. Oh yes, I said, but don't mind, he's got something. He's guarding that wealth. He'll not let you have it. Don't mind, let him kill you. Don't mind. The night of the third day he also went there. He made a little wound with burning wood. He did not leave him. In the middle of the night after 1 o'clock, Baba Khan asked, what do you want after all? Why are you coming to me? He said, well, Master, give me something. Then he made him to hear the sound current. Some people have it. They keep it very close-fisted. They don't give it out. So I went on like that. I used to pray, oh God, I'm convinced that without one who knows you, nobody can reach you. It is a practical matter of self-analysis. God cannot be known by the outgoing faculties, by the vital airs or pranas, or by the intellect. It is a matter of seeing. Whoever sees can make you see. I know there's a need, definitely. All scriptures say so. I'm quite convinced, but where am I to go? Suppose I go to somebody who has not met you. What will be my fate? I used to pray like that. If you could reveal yourself to the old saints, sometimes there are stories like that, why can't you do it in my case? I'm convinced. I've great regard for that need. But there are so many masters. Whom shall I select? With this, my master Baba Sawan Singh began to appear to me when I was in meditation or when I was doing something. I thought perhaps it was Guru Nanak. He used to talk to me. In those days there was the First Great War, and my brother was on the Indian front along the Persian side. I used to traverse along with him and went to those places, here, there, and everywhere. I was very fond of rivers, ponds, water. Even in my young life, I used to go and sit by the waterside of some river the whole night through in a calm and quiet place. The running water helps a little to concentrate. So this went on for some time. In the meantime, I was first at Peshawar, and then I was transferred to Nowshera Station. A river runs by there. I used to sit by that riverside for hours. Then I came to Jhelum side. That is also by the riverside, and I sat there for hours on end. I was very fond of swimming, too. Just enter the river. If you're not afraid, nothing will happen. It's only fear that kills you. If you simply shake your foot a little or move your hands a little, you won't drown. In the meantime, I was transferred to Lahore. That was also by the riverside. I passed my days there. There was also the river Beas. Let me have a look at that. One Sunday morning, I left by train and detrained at Beas Station. There was an old man there. He was a station master of the station. I asked him which side the river flows. He was a devotee of the master. Do you want to see the master? Does the master live there? Yes. Where? On the riverside. I told him, well, I have two things now. I'll enjoy the river scenery and also see the master at the same time. Then he directed me there. Master was sitting upstairs. He was taking his meal inside. I went out and sat outside. After half an hour or so, he came out. I was wonderstruck. He was the same man who had been appearing to me for 7 years before, from 1917 to 1924. I paid homage to him. Why so late? He said, that was the most opportune time that you were to come. So this is how I met the master. The guru appears when the chela is ready, even to the most skeptical mind. Perhaps none of you have been so skeptical as I was. I was afraid, you see, lest I go to somebody who had not met God, and my life would be spoiled. When I went to him then, once or twice every Sunday I used to go, he looked after me like a father looks after his son's coming. All right, arrange this room, bring this bedding, this and that thing. I requested, well, Master, don't you worry, I'm here at your feet. All right, now, you'll have to look after this dera. Go on with it. Those who come, you'll look after them. These were the words he expressed the very first time. The next time there was initiation, this was early February, and all were sitting in initiation, Master said, you sit inside. I was coming. He gave initiation there. I was inside, sitting in his room. This is how I was initiated. I was waiting for him. Perhaps he will call me, or what? I didn't dare move because he didn't call me. I was sitting inside. Then he returned. I asked him, will you kindly initiate me? Oh, yes, surely. But the mystery of life is, what is a man, what is a soul, was solved in little or no time. So when the master was telling these stories, the figure that loomed over his search in early life, at least to those of us who were listening, was that of Baba Khan. As the master mentions, Baba Khan also figured in the early life in search of Baba Sawan Singh, the figure Kripal had been seeing within and to whom he was ultimately led. This is what Baba Sawan Singh has to say about Baba Khan. For a long time I associated with Baba Khan. He usually remained in an ecstatic condition, which he developed after 14 years of persistent and vigorous practice. I associated with him for several months, and during that time, he showed supernatural powers on several occasions. When I asked him if he would shower grace on me by initiating me, he answered, no, he is somebody else. I do not have your share. I then asked him to tell me who that person was so I could contact him. He replied, "When the time comes, he will find you." It has always been difficult for me to know what to make of Baba Khan, and for that matter, Baba Bishan Das, who played a somewhat comparable role in Sant Ajab Singh's life and who also was a hard nut to crack. What does a guru who strikes seekers with burning wood have to do with the path of love? If confronted with such a person, my own reaction would be that of Kripal in relation to the earlier guru who wanted total commitment without showing any competence. I would pay him homage in return as fast as possible. Yet the fact that both Sawan and Kripal not only saw something in him, but profited by it, learned from him, and as is clear from Sawan's request for initiation from him, loved him, seems of the utmost significance to me. Perhaps I know very little. Perhaps there are dimensions in human behavior and divine interaction which are hidden from me. Perhaps there is something else working here which I will someday grasp. My own concept of what a master or Sant Satguru is entirely based on my connection with Kripal, modified only by my reading of the lives and teachings of past masters, including the Gospels, and by my later connection with Ajab. But neither my reading nor my connection with Ajab would have meant anything to me if they had not been consistent with what I learned from Kripal. Learned not only by what he said, but by what he did and how he lived. It was the love and respect he gave me from the beginning, when there was not the slightest question of its being the least bit deserved, not that there ever was any question of that, which made everything else possible. That love and respect allowed me to trust him, and trust him I did. Had he acted toward me or to others in my presence the way that Baba Khan did, I would not have been able to say, "Don't mind, he's got something." At least I don't think I would have. But who knows? This talk contains so many jewels. Master says, the first condition, I would say, of a master when he meets another master is that he will embrace him. He will rejoice. There's no question of high and low. There was one instance in my life in which my master, Baba Sawan Singh, met one follower of Rai Saligram named Shivbrat Lal. He was a very advanced soul. At the first meeting when they met, I was there along with them. He was bowing down to my master, and my master was bowing down to him. They were embracing. Why should not those who are on the way embrace? Why should they not feel joy? The very fact that they do not want to meet together shows that they are blowing their own pipes. They have not seen God, I tell you. I'm very frank sometimes, with due deference to all. When they've seen the same thing, where is high and low? I see the God in you. You see the God in me. That's all right. Then what duty is there further? The more you abide by his words, the better it is. I think that when you meet such a master and live 100% according to his teachings, you cannot return to this world. You'll go to the highest possible. But we don't care. We don't live up to what he says. That is why Christ said, God is light, God is life, and God is love. This is known when you see light, when you become conscious. And the way to that is love. That is innate in us. God is love, and we are also love. For that reason, love is innate in everyone, in souls, in every soul. You'll find that the word man is called in Urdu, insan. Insan is one who is love personified. He must be overflowing with love and radiating love for all. That is but natural. That's the criterion of a saint, that he is overflowing with love for all, even those who come to praise him and others who come to criticize him. He loves them. He is polite. He is loving. He does not impose anything on them, but simply puts forward something. And then, when it seemed as if the master was finished and the question was answered, he had Taiji sing one of his bhajans, commented on it, and proceeded to deliver one of the most extraordinary talks I have ever heard, in which he wove recollections of his meetings with Taiji, Bibi Hardevi, and her husband, the jeweler Rajaram of Rawalpindi, and the death of his son, with lengthy quotations from the farewell discourse of Jesus in the Gospel of John, quotations delivered from memory. I was taping this discourse and sitting on the floor about 4 feet from his feet. He had no notes or book of any kind, but was sharing something he loved enough to have committed to memory long before. And this is where we pay deference and homage to the holy season connected with Jesus, because this discourse that Master is quoting from here is given on the night of the Last Supper. It was given during, it was after, presumably after the supper was over. But it's, you know, it balances the Sermon on the Mount. If you read the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, in that order, the Sermon on the Mount comes at the beginning of the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 4, 5, and 6. Excuse me, 5, 6, and 7, sorry. And the farewell discourse comes at the end of the Gospel of John, chapters 13, 14, 15, and 16. And between them, the rest of the Gospels rest. And Master knew this word for word. I mean, later I checked, you know, the tape against the actual wording in the Bible, and he was right on. He knew every word exactly the way it was in the Bible. No paraphrasing, nothing. You know, he had the whole thing in front of him, and he was picking it out as he went along. And I always felt, this was a few days before he left America on that tour, but I always felt he was using this as a farewell discourse for us, but that it, his appropriation of the words of Christ reverberate down through the ages, you know. And he was identifying himself and was indeed identified with Jesus completely. And there was, both of them were sitting there giving this discourse. And yet he weaves it in with this most remarkable story of how he met Taiji and her husband and so forth. So he said, all masters, whenever they come, said the same thing. The 10th guru of the Sikhs said, hear ye all, I tell you the truth. Irrespective of whether you belong to one religion or the other, that makes no difference. Through love alone you can know God. All others also said the same thing. Those who do not know love cannot know God. Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments. What did he say? I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you again. If two men, four men, love the same man, that is a point for consideration. True love is where there is no question of competition. When there are two lovers of the same master, they compete. One says, I should be in front, and the other says, I should be in front. But love knows no duality, no competition, no anger, and no coming to the front. Just judge your love for the master. Why does all this conflict remain among the followers? Because they have not got real love, I tell you. If they've got real love, love knows no competition. Each one will be happy the more he can put his shoulders to the wheel for the same cause. Christ said further, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace will remain with you forever." So as I told you, love knows no competition. When two followers of the same master do not agree, one says, "I am in the forefront," and the other says, "I am in the forefront." What is the result? To me, apparently such a follower has no love for the master, true love. He has love for the master for selfish motives. He wants to come near to him, to the forefront of him. So love is the remedy for all things. Love and all things shall be added unto you. That's the pity. We don't love. And then Christ said, "As the Father hath loved me, so I have loved you. Continue ye in my love. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandments and I abide in his love." He loved his Master, his God. He said, "I give you a new commandment. Love one another." There we are wanting, I tell you. I have been pressing this point very much ever since I've come. This is the only remedy for all our ills. If one man goes ahead, it is his grace. In the beginning, I used to put in more time. I was transferred to Rawalpindi. The first day I was there, everybody knew it, a follower of the master. They were saying this and that thing. That even came to be known to Bibi Hardevi, who is sitting here. She never knew me before that. People said, "Well, he's here. He's a very great follower of the master." She said, "What greatness lies in him? He puts in 6 hours a day in meditation." She said, "All right, if he puts that in, then I'll put in 6, 7 hours, and then I'll meet him." Such like competition is good. You see, we want to eclipse others. We want to eclipse others by placing ourselves in the front. So she did not come to see me, I tell you, and Master was laughing at this point, and actually he laughed quite a bit during this section of the discourse. When she put in 6 or 7 hours a day, then she, along with her husband, came to see me. And only when? When my son died. I was quite jolly, and the doctor came in the night. He gave my son this and that thing. I told him, "All right, give him whatever you wish. He has to go. Let him finish his give and take." At about midnight, he took the breath of death. He had a long period of vomiting and became cold. I had sent for the doctor, and when he came, he said, "I'll give him some medicine and he'll be all right." But in the morning, my son was quite ready to go. The doctor said, "Oh, he now looks better all of a sudden." I said, "Wait outside, he's just going." So I looked at him and he passed away. At that time, everyone came to see me. I'm relating this to show how Taiji's family came in contact with me. She and her husband also met me and they were wonderstruck. "Your son has died and you're quite jolly. It's not usual not to worry and to be like that." A lot of people came to visit and they said somebody in the Sikh temple had said that here's a true Sikh coming up. He's a credit to our religion. And her husband heard about it and thought he must be a follower of my master. He never knew me before. He went and inquired about it and it was so. He told him, "Look here, he's my brother who has been going and sitting at the feet of my master." So they came to pay me their condolences. And they were wonderstruck. What did I do? I gave them tea and this and that thing. So such like competition is good. Now what one man does, others reflect on it. Put your shoulders to the wheel. The more one progresses, the better. Why are there all these conflicts? Because we do not love the Master, truly speaking. If anybody has become the beloved of the Master, it's good. You should also become the beloved. See how the other one has become the beloved. Why does the Master love him? There must be a reason for it. Such like love knows no competition, no saying, why has the other man gone forward? Quietly and unknowingly they are going on doing it. They won't show what they are doing. They'll go on and let others see for themselves. These are the things that are required. Christ said, love one another as I loved you. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man may lay down his life. Love knows service and sacrifice for his friends. What did Christ say? Do you know? Ye are my friends. He did not want to make us slaves. Masters never make you a slave. The beauty of our Master was that he addressed us very respectfully, very lovingly. A Master never makes slaves of you. He makes you friends. And why? If you do whatsoever I command you, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what the Lord doeth. But I have called you my friends, for all things I have known of my Father I have made known to you. Do you follow? There are some so-called masters, I tell you, who treat others like their slaves, bought slaves. They make the best use of them. And I tell you, Master's conditions are very strong. Anyone who wants to take the service of his other disciple mates without the permission of the Master, Master turns away his face from him. We consider it jolly. Oh, everybody now loves me, serves me, gives me sacrifices, gives me so many boons and donations. We shouldn't. Whenever you have to compare, make the comparison that if one man does more, you will do still more. If he does, say, 4 hours of meditation, you put in 5 hours. That's a good competition, is it not? But that we do not do. That is a pity. And this is the basic cause of all conflicts, of all differences of opinion. Formations are made when we are wanting in love, I tell you honestly. And so ended another heavenly day.
Guru Shastra Simrat Khat Karma Guru Pavitr Asthana Hai.
आप कहते गुरु साड़ा वेद है गुरु साड़े शास्त्र है हिंदुओं के अंदर खट कर्मां दी छे कर्मां दी बड़ी महानता दसी है जग करना जग कराना दान देना दान लेना विद्या पढ़नी विद्या पढ़ानी कहन लगे अगर असी गुरु नू पकड़ लिया अंदर प्रगट कर लिया सारे असी वेद भी पढ़ ले हैं और सब दान पुन भी ये दे विच्चे आ जांदे हैं
Now he says that my master is my Veda, my master is my Shastras. In the Hindu religion, there are 6 deeds which are considered to be the most holy ones, most pious ones. And these are to perform the yajna or the austerity, or to make someone perform the yajna, to give the donation or to accept the donation, and to educate someone or to receive the education. So these are considered to be the most holy deeds. So that is why your Guru Arjan Dev Ji Maharaj says, that my master is the Veda, my master is the Shastra, my master is those 6 karmas, because if there is anything holy, it is my master, everything is my master.
Agar assi eh 6 foot di kitab pad lenne hain jitho ke sab granth pustakaan likhiyan han sade agge andar la mar kitab di tarah khulla ho janda hai lekin pad padha ke assi mukt nahi ho sakde befikr nahi ho sakde kabir sahib kehnde hai ਵੇਦ ਕਤੇਬ ਸਿਮਰਤ ਸਭ ਸਾਸਤ ਇਹਨ ਪੜ੍ਹਿਆ ਮੁਕਤ ਨਾ ਹੋਵੇ
if we read this book, which is 6 feet tall, if we go within and if we read this book, the inner path becomes very clear and very open to us, like an open book, and then we do not need to read anything else. But if we just go on reading the Holy Scriptures, if we just go on concentrating on reading the holy books and holy scriptures, we are not going to get anywhere. As Kabir Sahib says, that one cannot get the liberation by reading the Vedas, Shastras or the Simritis until one goes within and reads the book of the human body. He cannot get the liberation.
Kabir Sahib kehnde ved ka tev iftra paai dil ka fikr na jaai aap kehne lage ved ka tev padh ke assi be fikr nahi ho sakde ge ke assi parmatma de paas pahunch jaange ja sanu shanti aa jayegi.
Kabir Sahib says that oh brother, by reading the Vedas and the Katevas, the holy scriptures, the fear of your heart will not go away and you will not be able to remove the illusion. He says that we cannot become fearless by reading the holy scriptures, and there is no guarantee that we will get to the home of Lord. The fear of the death cannot be removed just by reading the holy books.
Guru Shastra Simrat Khat Karma Guru Pavitra Asthana Hai Guru Simrat Sab Kal Vikhnase Guru Simrat Jam Sang Na Paase.
Aap kehnde ke agar assi guru da ditta hoya naam japde hain sade man nu shanti aa jandi hai jo kaal diyan taaqtaan andar panje daaku bithaye hoye hai eh ik ik karke nikal jande hai. ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਲੜਕਿਆਂ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਕਲ 'ਚ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਨਿਕਲਦੇ ਹੈ, ਕਾਮ ਵੀ ਦੱਸ ਕੇ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਕਿ ਮੇਰਾ ਹੁਣ ਨਿਰਵਾਣ ਹੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਇੱਥੇ ਸ਼ੀਲ ਆ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ, ਕ੍ਰੋਧ ਵੀ ਦੱਸ ਕੇ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇੱਥੇ ਖਿਵਾਂ ਆ ਗਈ ਹੈ, ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਬਾਕੀ ਦੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਇੱਕ ਇੱਕ ਦੱਸ ਕੇ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ.
Now he says that when we meditate on the naam given to us by the master, we have the peace, we get the peace in our within, and all these passions which are bothering us now, they leave us one by one. Master Sawan Singh used to say that when the Naam is manifested within us, these passions leave us and they go out or they go away from our body in the form of the boys. And before leaving us, they tell us that they are leaving. When the Naam is manifested, the lust is replaced by the continence and the anger is replaced by forgiveness. Egoism is replaced by the humility. And instead of greed, we get the contentment. So, as Master Sawan Singh used to say, that when the Naam gets manifested within us, all these passions leave us and they tell us, they inform us that they are leaving us.
Sanu pata hi hai, agar chor, latere, daku, karandar hai, to karda malak sutta pya hai. Agar karda malak jaag penda hai, oh himmat ni karde, kaisi ethe dakhil ho jayegi.
We know that as long as the owner of the home is sleeping, the dacoits or the thieves will come in the home and they will try to steal away the things. But when the thieves or the dacoits know that the owner of the house is awake, they cannot dare to enter that home.
Aap kehnde hai agar assi guru nu aap de andar pragat kar lene hain, uthde bende sutte jaagde ohde naal apni liv la lene hain, kehn lage assi jama de phahe vich nahi fasdege, utthe jam nahi aundege, sanu pata hi hai ਕਿ ਪੁਲੀਸ ਹੀ ਬਦਮਾਸ਼ ਨੂੰ ਲੈਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਭਲਾ ਮਾਨਸ ਬੇਸ਼ੱਕ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਾਸ ਹੀ ਤੁਰਿਆ ਫਿਰੇ, ਉਹਨੂੰ ਕੁਛ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਗੇ ਬਲਕਿ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਬਾਤ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ.
He says that when we have the love for the master within us, when we do the devotion of the master, and when we develop and maintain the love for the master within us, and if we dwell the remembrance of the master within us day and night, when we are always in the communion with the master, then the angels of death can never come near us. Because you know that the police is only for the bad people and they only mistreat or give the punishment to the bad people, whereas to the good people they always talk very nicely. In the same way, when we have manifested the master within us, we do not have to have any fear of the angels of death.
Aap kende loot le saagt pat khoe saad jana pag mal malat hoy.
He says that the worldly people or those who don't have the master, they are plundered by the angels of death, and those worldly people, they lose their dignity, but the angels of death wash the feet of the sadhus and they give them all respect.
Guru simrat sab kal viknase Guru simrat jam sang nam phase Guru simrat man nirmal hove Guru kaate apman hai
ਦੁਨੀਆ ਮਨ ਨੂੰ ਨਿਰਮਲ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਬੜਿਆਂ ਤੀਰਥਾਂ 'ਤੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਬੜੀਆਂ ਲੰਮੀਆਂ ਚੌੜੀਆਂ ਯਾਤਰਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਹੰਕਾਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਇੰਨੀਆਂ ਯਾਤਰਾ ਕਰ ਲਈਆਂ, ਇੰਨੇ ਤੀਰਥ ਫਿਰਿਆ ਆਇਆ ਹੈ। ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਅਗਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਕਰੀਏ, ਗੁਰੂ ਨੂੰ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੈਠਣ ਦੀ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਦੇਈਏ, ਇਸ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਡਾ ਮਨ ਨਿਰਮਲ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ, ਪਿਓਰ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਇਨ ਆਰਡਰ ਟੂ ਪਿਓਰੀਫਾਈ ਅਵਰ ਮਾਇੰਡ ਵੀ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਮੈਨੀ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਪਲੇਸਿਸ ਆਫ ਪਿਲਗ੍ਰੀਮੇਜਸ ਐਂਡ ਵੀ ਟਰੈਵਲ ਸੋ ਮਚ। But instead of purifying our mind, we get more egoism in our mind, because then we say that we have traveled so much or we have gone to so many places. So that is why here he says that instead of going to the places of pilgrimage, if you dwell the name of the Master within yourself, if you love the Master, if you do the Simran, then your mind will become purified. Because when we do the Simran, when we allow the Master to sit within us, he makes our mind pure and holy.
ਪਲਟੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਸਾਤਪੁਰੀ ਹਮ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਦੇਖੇ ਚਾਰੋ ਥਾਮ ਸਭ ਮੈਂ ਪੱਥਰ ਪਾਣੀ।
ਪਲਟੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਗੋਨ ਟੂ ਆਲ ਦ ਸੈਵਨ ਇੰਪੋਰਟੈਂਟ ਪਲੇਸਿਸ ਆਫ ਵਰਸ਼ਿਪ ਐਂਡ ਆਲ ਦ ਫੋਰ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਟ ਕਾਰਨਰਸ ਵਿਚ ਆਰ ਕੰਸੀਡਰਡ ਟੂ ਬੀ ਦੀ ਹੋਲੀ ਪਲੇਸਿਸ ਇਨ ਇੰਡੀਆ। ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਗੋਨ ਟੂ ਆਲ ਦਿਸ ਪਲੇਸਿਸ ਬਟ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਨੋਟ ਫਾਊਂਡ ਐਨੀਥਿੰਗ ਓਵਰ ਦੈਰ ਐਕਸੈਪਟ ਦ ਵਾਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਰੌਕਸ।
ਗੁਰ ਸਿਮਰਤ ਮਨ ਨਿਰਮਲ ਹੋਵੇ ਗੁਰ ਕਾਟੇ ਅਪਮਾਨ ਹੈ ਗੁਰ ਕਾ ਸੇਵਕ ਨਰਕ ਨਾ ਜਾਏ ਗੁਰ ਕਾ ਸੇਵਕ ਪਰ ਬ੍ਰਹਮ ਤਿਆ।
ਅਸੀਂ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਸੇਵਕ ਬਣ ਜਾਈਏ, ਅਸੀਂ ਨਰਕ 'ਚ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਂਦੇ। ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਸੇਵਕ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਬਣਨਾ ਹੈ? ਵੈਸੇ ਤਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਆਪ ਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੇ ਸੇਵਕ ਸਮਝਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਇਹ ਵੀ ਅੱਛੀ ਗੱਲ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੱਚੇ ਸੇਵਕ ਬਣਦੇ ਹਾਂ? ਜਦ ਜਿੰਦੇ ਜੀ ਮਰ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਜਿੰਦੇ ਜੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਦੋਂ ਹੀ ਮਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜੋ ਸੰਤਾਂ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਆ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਆਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਜੋ ਸਤੂ ਸੂਖਸ਼ਮ ਤਿੰਨੇ ਪੜ੍ਹਦੇ ਹੈ, ਪਾਰ ਬ੍ਰਹਮ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਹੁੰਚ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ। ਆਪ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਫਿਰ ਹੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਸੱਚੇ ਸੇਵਕ ਬਣਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
ਇਫ ਯੂ ਬਿਕਮ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਵੀ ਡੂ ਨਾਟ ਹੈਵ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਦ ਹੈਲ। ਹਾਊ ਡੂ ਵੀ ਬਿਕਮ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ? ਐਵਰੀਵਨ ਸੇਜ਼ ਦੈਟ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ, ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲ ਰਾਈਟ, ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਟਰੂ ਅਪ ਟੂ ਸਰਟਨ ਐਕਸਟੈਂਟ, ਬਟ ਹਾਊ ਡੂ ਵੀ ਰੀਅਲੀ ਬਿਕਮ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ? ਵੀ ਬਿਕਮ ਦ ਡਿਸਾਈਪਲ ਆਫ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਓਨਲੀ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਡੂ ਦੀ ਮੈਡੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਨਾਮ ਗਿਵਨ ਟੂ ਅਸ ਔਰ ਇੰਸਟ੍ਰਕਟਡ ਟੂ ਅਸ ਬਾਏ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ। Only when we come to the eye center, only when we withdraw from all the nine openings of the body, and after crossing the Brahm, when we reach the Par Brahm, when we rise above all these physical things, and when we remove all these covers, physical, astral and causal, from our soul, and when we really get to the inner form of the Master, then we become the disciple of the Master.
Par Brahm vich pahunche to pehla jo kuch karde hain, eh assi sevak ban di practice kar rahe hain.
Whatever we are doing before we reach Par Brahm, it is the practice which we are doing to become a disciple.
Gore ka sevak narak na jaye Gore ka sevak Par Brahm te aaye Gore ka sevak ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗ ਪਾਏ ਗੁਰ ਕਰ ਦਾ ਨਿਤ ਜੀ ਦਾਨ ਹੈ।
ਫਿਰ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ, ਸਤਸੰਗ ਦੀ ਕਦਰ ਕਿਹਨੂੰ ਹੈ ਜੋ ਗੁਰੂ ਦਾ ਸੇਵਕ ਬਣ ਗਿਆ? ਸਾਡੇ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ, 100 ਕੰਮ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਸਤਸੰਗ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਓ, 1000 ਕੰਮ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੈਠ ਜਾਓ। ਉਹ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਚਿਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਤਨ ਨੂੰ ਖੁਰਾਕ ਨਾ ਦਿਓ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਚਿਰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਨਾ ਦੇ ਲਿਆ। ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਤਨ ਦੀ ਖੁਰਾਕ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਦਾ ਫਰੂਟ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਆਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਖੁਰਾਕ ਭਜਨ ਸਿਮਰਨ ਹੈ।
Then he says that who appreciates the master, who appreciates the satsang? Only he who obeys the master, only he who goes to the satsang. Master used to say that one should give up hundreds of important works to attend the satsang, and one should give up thousands of important works to do the meditation. Because just like we need the food for our body, in the same way we need the food for our soul also, and the meditation which we do of the Shabad Naam is the food for our soul.
Gore ka sevak sadh sang paaye, gore kar danit jiya dana hai, gurdware har kirtan suniye, sat gur pet har jas mukh paniye, kal kalesh mitaye sat guru har dar ge deve mana hai.
Hun aap pyar na kehnde hai jo akhand kirtan din raat sade andar ho reha hai, jis nu jis kirtan koi awaaz kehnda hai, koi shabd kehnda hai, koi usse nu hi gurbani kehnda hai. आप कहने लगे कोई उसनु गॉड कहता है, कोई अल्लाह, कोई राम, कोई रहीम, कोई देव तो नहीं उसनु कहता है. कहने लगे जब तुम गुरु जी सो पर जाने हैं वो सानू दसदा है कि किस तरह उस कीर्तन नु सुनना है, और जो असं उसनु रोज़ सुनते हैं क्योंकि वह सचखंड तो उठ रहा है जितों के साड़ी आत्मा शुरू चो आई सी. आप कहने लगे जब असं उत्थे जाने हैं साडा सतगुरु की करता है, परमात्मा दे पास सानू मान दवाउंदा है, वह बाँह फड़ के अगे करता है कि जी भुल गया सीगा, ये हुण माफी मंगण वास्ते आया है.
Now he says that the non-stop chanting of the name of God or the non-stop sound which is coming in from our real home is going on within us. Many different masters have called that non-stop chanting of the name of God in their own ways, in their own languages. Some people call it as the unstruck melody, some people call it as the non-stop recitation of the name of Lord, some masters have called it as word, some masters call it God, someone calls it as the master and like that. But that sound of God Almighty is non-stop and it is coming from Sachkhand, of a real home. Sachkhand is the place from where our soul was separated. So when we come to the master makes us hear that divine sound, that unstruck melody, that non-stop chanting of the name of Lord. And when we follow the Master, he takes us to Sachkhand, and over there he presents us to God Almighty and he tells him that he is your forgotten child. He had lost his way and now he has come back to you for forgiveness and you kindly forgive him. So when we go to the Master, he takes us back to the real home and he makes us ask for the forgiveness to God Almighty and he gets the forgiveness for us.
A closing bhajan is on page 89. Ao Kripal Pyare Dukha Darad. Come, beloved Kripal, the pain of separation is felt moment by moment. Come, come. I had fixed my eyes in your love. O beautiful one, waiting for you they have become tired. Come, show your radiant glance. You are the owner of water and land. Come, come. No one like you may be seen in this world. Except you, we need no one else. You are the friend of the suffering hearts. We have your support moment by moment. Come, come. We spend our days in your remembrance. The ocean of your love is overflowing. Have pity and take us across. The swamp is endless. Come, come. You show your form within everyone. You yourself, showing grace, make the souls meditate on Nam. Ajaib is the honey bee of your love. How can he suffer separation moment after moment? Come, come. Come, beloved Kripal. The pain of separation is felt moment by moment. Come, come. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 89.
ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਤੁਕੇਦਾਰ ਦਾ ਵਿਛੋੜਦਾ ਪਾਲੇ ਪਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਤੁਕੇਦਾਰ ਦਾ ਵਿਛੋੜਦਾ ਪਾਲੇ ਪਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਆਓ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਤੁਕੇਦਾਰ ਦਾ ਵਿਛੋੜਦਾ ਪਾਲੇ ਪਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਤੁਕੇਦਾਰ ਦਾ ਵਿਛੋੜਦਾ ਪਾਲੇ ਪਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਹੀ ਪਿਆਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਲਾਇਆ ਸੀ ਮੈਂ ਆਂਗੀਆਂ ਤੱਕ ਤੱਕ ਰਾਹ ਤੇਰਾ ਸੋਨੀਆਂ ਵੇ ਤਾਕੀਆਂ ਆ ਕੇ ਨੂਰ ਜਾ ਲੱਗਦੀ ਕਦੇ ਤੁਮ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਦਾਤਾ ਜਲ ਤਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਤੁਮ ਲਾ ਕੇ ਦਾਤਾ ਜਲ ਤਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਆਓ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਤੁਕੇਦਾਰ ਦਾ ਵਿਛੋੜਦਾ ਪਾਲੇ ਪਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਤੁਕੇਦਾਰ ਦਾ ਵਿਛੋੜਦਾ ਪਾਲੇ ਪਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਆਓ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਤੇ ਦੀਸ ਤੇਰੇ ਜਿਹਾ ਕੋਈ ਹੋਣਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਬਿਨਾਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਹਾਰੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀ ਵੀ ਲੋੜਨਾ ਦੁਖੀ ਦੀ ਲਤ ਜਾਣੀ ਹੈ ਤੇਰਾ ਸਹਾਰਾ ਪਾਲੇ ਪਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਹੈ ਤੇਰਾ ਸਹਾਰਾ ਪਾਲੇ ਪਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਆਓ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਤੁਕੇਦਾਰ ਦਾ ਵਿਛੋੜਦਾ ਪਾਲੇ ਪਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਤੁਕੇਦਾਰ ਦਾ ਵਿਛੋੜਦਾ ਪਾਲੇ ਪਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਆਓ ਜਦੋਂ ਤੇਰੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਸੀ ਦਿਨ ਗੁਜ਼ਾਰਦੇ ਤਦ ਤੇਰੇ ਮਾਰਦੇ ਸਮੁੰਦਰ ਪਿਆਰ ਦੇ ਤਰਸਤੇ ਪਰ ਲਗਵੋ ਕੋਈ ਅੰਤ ਨਾ ਵਿਆ ਦਾਲੇ ਦਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਕੋਈ ਅੰਤ ਨਾ ਵਿਆ ਦਾਲੇ ਦਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਆਓ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਦੁਕੇਦਾਰ ਦਾ ਵਿਛੋੜਦਾ ਪਾਲੇ ਪਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਤੁਕੇਦਾਰ ਦਾ ਵਿਛੋੜਦਾ ਪਾਲੇ ਪਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਆਓ ਗਤ ਗਾਤ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੇਰੀ ਝਲਕ ਦਿਖਾਵੇ ਤੂੰ ਆਪਦਾ ਜਗਾਰ ਨਾਮਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਨੂੰ ਜਪਾਵੇ ਤੂੰ ਤੇਰੇ ਪਿਆਰਿਆ ਜਾਇ ਬੇ ਬੋਰਾ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਸਾਹੇ ਵਿਛੋੜਦਾ ਪਾਲੇ ਪਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਕਿਵੇਂ ਸਾਹੇ ਵਿਛੋੜਦਾ ਪਾਲੇ ਪਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਆਓ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਦੁਕੇਦਾਰ ਦਾ ਵਿਛੋੜਦਾ ਪਾਲੇ ਪਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਦੁਕੇਦਾਰ ਦਾ ਵਿਛੋੜਦਾ ਪਾਲੇ ਪਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਆਓ
ਕਮ ਬਿਲਵਡ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਦ ਪੇਨ ਆਫ ਸੈਪਰੇਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ਼ ਫੈਲਟ ਮੋਮੈਂਟ ਬਾਈ ਮੋਮੈਂਟ ਕਮ ਕਮ ਵੀ ਸਪੈਂਡ ਆਰ ਡੇਜ਼ ਇਨ ਯੋਰ ਰਿਮੈਂਬਰੈਂਸ ਦ ਓਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਯੋਰ ਲਵ ਇਜ਼ ਓਵਰਫਲੋਇੰਗ have pity and take us across. The swamp is endless. Come, come. May God bless us all.